Kingsview Financial Advisor. And Paul, it was a shaky early start with the stock futures falling sharply. How do you think the day's going to end? Good morning.
Good morning. I've got a quarter. I'm flipping in my flipping on the desk right now. You know, when you take a look at the markets, and one of the things that we've kind of talked about is how does the market react to higher interest rates? And the Fed will be meeting next week to discuss exactly that. And we're seeing rates go higher. It's having an impact on stock prices, especially the growth stocks. So the NASDAQ is down 1.5%, 1.75%. And they're down about 2% or so far this year. And small cap stocks, value stocks, et cetera, are actually doing pretty well relative to that, as well as in absolute terms. They're up about 1% or so. As long as that discussion about higher interest rates continues, I think you're going to see the markets struggle to make headway.
You wrote on your blog that there seems to be a disconnect between the economic data and the markets. Explain that.
Well, the economic data has actually been pretty good. You know, the retail sales numbers, the consumer is spending. The retail sales numbers are up 10% year over year and have been for the last 8 months or so. The inflation data has been running a little bit hotter than most people would like. And certainly the Fed, you know, we're up at 7% to 8% or so on inflation year over year. But the stock market continues to be relatively close to all-time highs, and interest rates, as we mentioned, have been rising as well. We would expect in that type of a scenario to see the equity markets struggle a lot more and maybe be down 5 to 10% or so already over the last month, month and a half. That has not materialized. And so I think the markets are maybe calling the Fed's bluff here and thinking, okay, you're going to raise rates, but you're not going to go very far before the markets start to have some struggles, and you're going to stop raising rates.
A few months ago, guys like you thought the Fed would hike twice in this new year. What's the thinking now?
We're up to 4, and there's some rumblings of 5. So that means almost every meeting this year, they're going to be hiking rates. The expectation is that March will be the first time that they raise rates. So, again, the meeting next week, probably not. They're going to set the stage for that. They're going to talk about how quickly do they taper, how quickly do they stop buying bonds in the market. And I think those are going to be the focus for the markets between January and March. But I think March is when they'll first start raising rates. But expectations now are for 4 hikes during this year.
So you've got the Fed meeting next week, and coming up in the next week, earnings will be the focus, won't it?
Yeah, earnings are going to be all over the place. We saw the financials just get started Friday. That's usually the kickoff now for the earnings season. So the next 3 weeks, the economic data tends to take a backseat to earnings. A couple of things that we're going to be watching for are what are the company's responses to their various supply chain issues? How are they handling the virus? And what are they seeing as far as sales, revenue, and margins? And that's where inflation comes in. We're seeing producer prices actually rising faster than consumer prices, which means that companies are taking it on the chin a little bit as far as their margins. So there's spread between what they're selling a good for and what it costs them to make that good is compressed a little bit. So that may have an impact on earnings as well. And that's one of the things that the market's really been looking at is, you know, earnings are going to be good, should be fine. So, you know, we can see higher stock prices. Were that to change, the combination of that along with higher interest rates could give the market some serious trouble here.
Not that I understand the bond market, but for those who do, what do you see ahead?
Yeah, we're seeing higher interest rates. And the interesting part is that the difference between the 2-year yield and the 10-year yield on the Treasury is actually starting to come down a little bit. Not to the point that we're very concerned, but we're keeping an eye on that. And that what they call a 210 spread is now about 0.75%, a little bit more than that. If it were to get below 0.5% difference between the 2-year and the 10-year Treasury, then the markets, I think, are calling for a recession. And the expectations would be that they're going to see a recession. We're not there yet. We don't anticipate seeing that for a few more months. But it's something that we're keeping an eye on here.
So that's why you wrote that the bond market will be the engine that's going to drive the stock market, right?
Right, right. As we've talked about before, the bond market's got the PhD, and the stock market's kind of the two-year-old in the room looking at the next shiny thing.
What do I have? I do have on the wall in the studio, I post my grade school, high school, and college diplomas and degrees, just in case. Paul Nolte
is the same. Thank you.
Senior VP at Kingsview Wealth Manager. Thanks, Paul. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Take care.